The Nowhere Emporium, Chapter 5, Through the Doors. Daniel's eyes cracked open a fraction. He screwed up his face at the sunlight flooding the room. He sat up and rubbed his eyes with the knuckle. The blurred edges of his mind began to focus. He lay in a small, comfortable bed in a cosy room with an arched wooden roof. At the opposite end of the room were two doors, one of which was open. Through the open door, Daniel could hear the sound of birdsong and the babbling whisper of running water. He shuffled to the edge of the bed, swung his legs from beneath the thick duvet. His bare feet sank into a deep carpet. Memories came bursting back of running through Glasgow, Spud chasing close behind, of the horror as the car came towards him, of hitting the ground. Daniel climbed from the bed and stumbled towards a small mirror that hung between the doors. He gazed at his reflection, expecting to see cuts and bruises, but there were no marks on him, no sign that he'd been hurt at all. A great fear began to build in his chest. His lungs tightened, his head spun. What if he had been hit by a car? Am I dead? He did not have time to contemplate this question because a flicker of movement drew his attention to the window, and he realised that a girl was staring at him through the glass. He stumbled backwards as she moved to the door. She stood in the doorway, brushing a long wild curls from her grey eyes. She looked him up and down, arms crossed. "Enjoy your snooze, did you?" she said. "Nice and comfy." She looked around the room and shook her head. "Unbelievable. This is nicer than my room." "Who are you?" said Daniel. "Where am I? Am I dead?" The girl screwed up her face, took another step into the room. "Dead? What are you going on about? Why would you be dead?" Daniel blinked. But I was standing right in the middle of a busy road. A car was going to hit me." The girl tapped her foot on the floor. "He must have saved you. I wonder why." "What's your name?" "Daniel," said Daniel. "Who are you talking about? Who must have saved me?" But the girl was already opening the blue door, the one that had been closed. "This is all very strange," she said. "No one new ever shows up here." She narrowed her eyes. "Nobody real, anyway. Stay put. I'm going to find out exactly what's going on." And she slipped off through the blue door before Daniel could ask her her name, or why she was so interested in him, or what she meant by anybody real ever showing up. Daniel patted himself on the chest. He felt real. He certainly didn't feel dead. Then again, how would he know what being dead felt like? He stared at the door through which the girl had left and tried the handle. The door was locked. So he went to the second door and the open one. A hilltop view lay before him, patchwork fields and a forest beyond, under a crystal blue sky. The air was warm and sweet as honey. Daniel stepped down some narrow wooden stairs into a meadow of waist-high grass. He realised he'd been in a wooden caravan, the sort of wagon he imagined travelling folk might use, or a circus performers in olden times. The wagon was painted a deep shimmering blue, decorated with golden flourishes. Something struck him then. If this was all real, how could that girl possibly have left through the door inside the cabin? He was thirsty. His tongue was sticking to the roof of his mouth. He moved towards the stream, bent down and drank. The water was ice cold and pure, probably the best drink he'd ever had. "Ah, awake, I see." The sound of a voice. Daniel spat out a mouthful of water, spun, caught a fleeting glimpse of a dusty grey suit, and then tripped over his own tangled feet, tumbling to the grass. "Oh, very graceful," said the man in the suit. "The Royal Ballet will be knocking at your door any time now." Daniel scrambled to his feet, rubbing his elbow, and recognised the owner of the Nowhere Emporium. Immediately. "You, what are you doing here? What am I doing here? Am I dreaming?" The man in the dusty suit scratched his nose. His wild hair swayed in the breeze. "We're all dreaming, Daniel Holmes, in our own way. Follow me, if you will." And at this, he turned and marched up the wooden steps into the wagon. Daniel hurried after him. "Wait, where's the girl?" he asked once they were inside. "Girl," the man said, "don't bother yourself with her. You have more important things to think about at the moment." He opened the blue door and indicated a shadowy beyond. "This way, all will be explained." Daniel took a slow step towards the door. He peered through. "That's not right," he said. "That can't be right." Beyond the blue door was a square entrance hall, like the inside of a castle, that seemed to climb up and up forever, crisscrossed with 100 or 1,000 entangled and intertwining stairways, all lit by flickering glow of torchlight. The man in the suit stepped into the hall. "Don't look so worried," he said. "Nothing can harm you in here. I checked the corridors yesterday, caught the last of the escaped lions." He wheeled away and began to stride across the hall. Daniel was unsure what to do. He watched the man in the suit and then his eyes widened. "Lions?" he said. "Hey, wait up!"